Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to welcome you tonight to the Destined for Victory broadcast. I'm excited about what God is going to do tonight. I want to speak to your heart, have a word that's going to encourage and inspire you. I have some information for you. So I just want you to stay with me while we get started. Tell somebody about the Destined for Victory broadcast. Tell someone you know to call in and be blessed by what God is going to do here on tonight. So many of us have gone through so much in life, and I just want to begin to speak to some of the issues that we have as women and as men. So I'll be back right after this song.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up. A power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
You look so much better when you smile.
You look
want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happy then. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Amen, amen. Sometimes we have to smile, amen, because guess what? Tomorrow is going to be better than yesterday was. So we can always look forward to the hope of the future. I tell you, great things are in store for you. You were not born to be defeated. You were born to win. God has great plans for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. So no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, just remember to keep a smile on your face and keep a praise in your heart. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for the opportunity to come here, oh God, on Block Talk Radio for this Destined for Victory broadcast. And Lord, I just ask that you have your way. Let your will be done. Touch each and every listener, oh God. Touch each and every caller, oh God. Touch, Father God, even me, Father God, as I bring forth the word, Father God, as I begin to pray for those who will call in and begin to counsel those who will call in and even begin to speak life into those who will call in and those who will listen, oh God, I just say, have your way, use this broadcast for your glory, Lord. Save those, change lives, heal those who are hurting, oh God. Open the eyes of the blind, oh God. And Lord, I continually will give you the honor and the praise for all you all in are and all you do, and it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I thank you for tuning in to hear a word of information, inspiration, and exhortation. And know that one word from God can change your life. No matter where you are walking today, you are destined for victory. You don't have to live life broken, busted, and disgusted. There is hope. And I am the founder of Destined for Victory organization, which has been raised up and geared towards stopping child sexual assault, helping to heal the pain of the past, and empowering listeners, men and women, to live the best life possible. Remember, you don't have to be a victim of life circumstances. You are destined for victory. So on this broadcast, I'll have special guests, and the phone lines are always open for counsel, for testimony, for prayer. You can call in to 646-652-4832, and I encourage you to spread the word to let somebody know about this broadcast. I want to say hello to those of you in the chat room, to Kiva Renee, and also to guest 52345, and also to those who are on the phone lines. I want to say God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has given me this vision for Destined for Victory organization and Destined for Victory broadcast, because so many people are going through so much in life. And you know what? No matter who you are, man, woman, boy, or girl, you have probably already encountered something that has really thrown you for a loop in life. And, you know, as I was watching the news lately and saw the case come out about Penn State University, I got really upset in my soul about the young boys that were molested. And every day, I tell you, every day since then, I have increased my passion to begin to want to stop childhood sexual assault, and also to continue to help those who have been hurt to heal, and also to speak encouragement and inspiration to the lives of everyone that comes over to the broadcast. So you find yourself in one of those categories. You don't have to be a child who's sexually assaulted or have a child. You don't have to have been sexually assaulted. You just have to be somebody who wants more out of life than what you're facing right now. You might be on the road to victory right now. Well, I'm just here to have my hands in the middle of your back to help to push you into your place, to push you into position for promotion so that God can get the glory out of your life. Do you know that you were born for greatness? You were born for greatness, and there is nothing that is impossible for you. So I just want to, I'm going to open up the phone lines because I do want to talk to those of you who have tuned in on tonight, but I want to go forth and give you a word of inspiration and exhortation. And then I'm going to open up the phone lines and talk to you, pray with some of you, counsel some of you, hear your testimonies and hear what you have to say about being destined for victory. And then also I have some information that I'll be sharing with you later about how we could prevent childhood sexual assault. I want to make that a part of every broadcast, to make that education piece, that information piece, pivotal, amen, as we go forward. So I'm going to share with you a word that I asked God. I said, God, what can I say to the people? And I'm not going to preach. So for those of you who are tuning in, I see all the guests, God bless you. I'm not going to preach. I'm going to exhort you. I'm going to inspire you. So I won't be hooping and hollering. I won't be squalling. But I want to just speak some words into you, and I'm going to use the scripture. I want to start with Isaiah. I want to just read from Isaiah 61, and I want to start with verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And it goes on and says in verse 4, and they shall build up the old ways, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And it says here in verse 6, but ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame you shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. Amen. And I asked God, and he gave me that particular scripture because he wants me to tell you on tonight. And I want to speak to you directly and let you know that God wants me to let you know that this is a season for your healing. So many of you, you have been through a lot in life. Some of you have been molested as children. Some of you have been raped in college or sexually assaulted, date rape. So many things happen in the lives of men and women, and it starts, you know, because the devil knows you're great. He has come after you since you were coming out of your mother's womb. As a matter of fact, since you were in your mother's womb, the devil has come after you. And I just want to encourage you on today to know that God has designated this season for your healing. This is a season for healing for you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is your time to come up out of the waste places. This is your time to come up out of the ashes. You know, I talked last week about Tamar, David's daughter. I talked about David's daughter and how her brother raped her. And she, after she was thrown out of her brother's house, she went and she put ashes on her face and she tore her ornamented robe because she didn't think that she was worthy any longer. She knew that since she was no longer a virgin that she wouldn't be able to find a husband, and also she didn't feel very pretty. So she was in a state of distress, and she tore her robe and she put ashes on her face. And you know, the Bible really doesn't talk anymore about her, but I believe here in the book of Isaiah, God is speaking to Tamar, and he's speaking to every man, every woman, every boy or every girl who has felt dirty, who has come to a point where they have felt hopeless, who has felt like they could not go forward with their dreams, who has felt ashamed. You know, so many of us have felt shame and guilt in our lives. And if the truth were to be told, if you were a victim of anything, be it sexual molestation, parents who were alcoholics, if you were a victim of parents who were gang members or who spent time in jail, if you were a bandit, if you were left on somebody's doorstep, I want you to know that was not your fault. You know, you don't have to feel guilty because of what somebody else has done. You know, so often in life when things happen to us, we take the shame and we wear it on our shoulders. You know, we take the shame and the guilt and we walk with it. But I want you to know that you don't have anything to be ashamed of. I want you to rejoice on tonight knowing that the devil knew a long time ago that you were going to be somebody. The devil knew a long time ago that you were going to be great. Greatness is in you. God has put so much on the inside of you, and no matter how hard your childhood might have been, no matter how hard and difficult life is for you right now, I want you to be encouraged because God does have a great plan for your life. God has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. He has thoughts of peace and not of evil. God has a plan to bring you to an expected end. And I believe that this particular prophet, Isaiah, was talking to Tamar, you know, to say, daughter, get up. You know, get up from your heap of ashes. You don't have to live your life broken, busted, and disgusted. Even though that thing was done to you, it does not have to dictate to the rest of your life. And I'm talking to somebody out there on today that you're having a hard time. And people, even if it wasn't something from your childhood, it may be people in your life now. It may have been, you may have been jilted at the altar. You know, you may have had a wife or a husband who cheated on you. You may have children and their parent, the other parent is not helping you to raise those children. You may have experienced some church hurt where you went to church and all you wanted to do was serve God, but the people of God, the people at the church came against you and didn't really give you a chance. I'm here to tell you on today that no matter what has happened to you or what you're going through right now, that God has a better plan. Yeah, you might suffer for a little while, but after you have suffered for a while, the Lord's going to bring you out. He's going to perfect you, and he's going to establish you, and the Lord is going to promote you. Amen. He's going to raise you up for his glory. So sometimes, you know, we look at things that have happened in our lives, and we sometimes we just can't get out from under the weight of the pain. You know, sometimes the pain is so intense that it's hard to keep moving forward. Sometimes it hurts so much that it's hard to trust. It's hard to have faith and keep moving forward. But I want to encourage you on today, if you could just press through this, if you could press through the pain, if you could press through the discouragement, if you can press through the guilt and the shame, if you could press through all of the naysayers, you're going to make it. Yes, you are. You're going to make it. You're going to win. You're destined for victory. That's the name of this broadcast, and that's what I'm here to tell you, that you are destined for victory. God says that he'll give you beauty for ashes. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't feel pretty. We don't feel handsome. We don't feel like, you know, we can hold our head up. And there was a time in my own life that I couldn't look people in the eye because I felt like if they looked me in my eye, they would be able to see the amount of pain that I had in my life. But I thank God for deliverance, you know, that he came and he took that shame. I had so much shame. I thought it was low self-esteem, but it was shame because I had been molested, because I had been messed with as a young girl, and I had so much shame over my life that I couldn't look people in the eye, and you know, and then I had so much pain that I thought people would look in my eyes and see my pain, and I didn't want people to care about me. I didn't want people to commiserate with me, because then I would just hurt more, and I would just begin to cry, and you know, I wanted to be tough. You know, I grew up in Newark, and I wanted to be tough. I didn't want anybody to see me cry. I didn't want to cry, because sometimes it's easier to cover up the pain. Sometimes it's easier to just continue to go forward with life and not even acknowledge the pain, because it hurts to acknowledge the pain. You know, it hurts to face the hurt. It really does. It hurts to face the hurt. But see, God is so faithful that he doesn't want us to live our lives with pain on the inside. He doesn't want us to be broken on the inside while we're pretending to be okay on the outside. God wants to heal the pain of your heart. He wants you to move forward. God wants you to know that you are somebody. He wants you to know that that thing that happened so long ago that wasn't your fault does not have to take you out. It doesn't have to take you out of the game. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You do have a future. You do have potential. You do have possibilities. God wants you to get back your dream. He wants to pick up your dream again, that dream that you had when you were a child, when they asked you what you wanted to be when you grew up. And you said, I want to be a teacher, or I want to be a preacher, or I want to be a fireman. Or I want to be a truck driver. I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a football star. I want to be a TV star. You know, whatever that dream was that you had as a kid, God is saying it's time to revive the dream. He said he's giving you beauty for ashes. He said he's giving you joy for mourning. You know, you've spent enough time sad. It's time for you to rejoice. It's time for you to get happy. It's time for you to have some of the desires of your heart. It's time for you to live again. You do have a future. You know, I'm on a mission, and my mission is to pull you by the hand and pull you up from the ashes and say, come on, you can do this. You can do it. You can make it. It's not over. Oh, no, it's not over. The devil is a liar. It's not over until God says it's over. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. And even in the middle of this recession, so many people are looking at their bills. So many people are looking, losing their jobs and looking at foreclosure on their homes. But I'm here to tell you that there is nothing that can happen to you in this life that God has not given you the ability to stand up under that thing, to endure. You can endure it. You're going to come through because you're more than a conqueror, because no weapon formed against you can prosper, and because God will always be your provider, especially if you're a person of faith, if you're a Christian. You have to know that God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God will provide for you if you just seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be added unto you. So you might be having a hard time right now. You might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, I've never been molested, never been raped, never been abused. You know, I had a pretty good childhood, but I'm just having a tough time right now. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're going through. You know, you're not stuck. You know, you're going through. As long as you keep going, you're going to make it to the other side. Just don't stop in the middle. Don't get stuck in the middle of your circumstances. Don't get stuck in the middle of trouble. Don't get stuck in the middle of depression. Don't get stuck in the middle of being distressed about certain situations and circumstances in your life. Just don't get stuck in the middle. Just keep going. If you keep going through, you'll make it to the other side. It's just a season. It's just a test. Amen. And if you continue to walk forward by faith, you shall have great success. If you continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, you're going to make it. Don't let go of God's hand. So many times we have things happen to us in life and we give up. We give up on God. Well, let me tell you, my brother, let me tell you, my sister, that God is the last person you want to give up on. Don't give up on God. Give up on the drugs and give up on the drinking. Give up on the womanizing and give up on the man that have a man after man. But don't give up on God. Don't give up on God, because I want you to cleave to him, because he is your life. And not only is he your life, but he holds your life in the palm of his hands. Amen. God has a great plan for you. Tell yourself, God has a great plan for me. God has a great plan for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He says he'll give you joy for mourning, which means that, guess what? Weeping may endure for a night. You know, you might be crying now, but guess what? Get ready, because joy comes in the morning. And morning doesn't have to be when the sunshine comes up. But mourning is when God steps in and readjusts things in your life, so that now instead of crying, instead of weeping, you have worshiping. Amen. Instead of having a pity party, you're having a praise party. Come on. You know, you get to the point where you start praising God ahead of time. Amen. Because because you know that God's going to step in and change your situation. And that's what I'm here to tell you. My life was a mess. I mean, it was really a mess. I didn't have any joy. I didn't have any peace. I didn't think anybody could love me for who I was because of what I had been through in my life. And, you know, I went through relationship after relationship. I tried the drugs. I tried the alcohol. You know, I did more than try. I indulged in a great way in drugs and alcohol, and every relationship was a flop. I constantly was drawn towards men that were no good for me, amen. And it just got to the point where I was a hot mess. My life was a hot mess, but God stepped in. I didn't have a relationship with the Lord. I didn't want a relationship with God. I thought that all Christians were hypocrites, and I felt that if I were going to go to hell, you know, which is what they were telling me. That's all the Christians would tell me. Christians, stop telling people they're going to hell. If that's all you have to say, then you go back to your Bible and find some good news. Find some good news and give the people the glad tidings. That's what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel. The gospel is glad tidings. It's good news. It means that you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live a life of hell right here on earth. And you don't have to live your life in hell after this time on earth is over. Amen. Good news. Amen. God has a better plan. Look, what the devil meant for evil in your life, what the devil meant for evil, because, yeah, the devil does come to destroy, to kill, and to steal your future. Amen. But what the devil meant for evil, God has turned it around. Amen. God can. If you look to God and you cleave to God, if you trust in God and have faith in God, if you give your life to God, he can turn that thing around. Amen. And then you can know that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. You are destined to win. You can't lose with the stuff you use. Amen. And that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Father. That's the Son. That's the Word of God. Amen. That's prayer. That's faith. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot lose with the full armor of God. You can't lose with the stuff you use. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, hold your head up. You're going to make it. God says he's going to give you devil for your shame. Amen. Hallelujah. He says he's going to make you a minister of his righteousness. My God. Hallelujah. God's going to use you. The Bible says that he's going to use you for his glory. So your mess, that your messed up life, God's going to turn that into a ministry so that you can go back after you've been sifted by Satan. You can go back and strengthen your brother and strengthen your sister. So I just came to tell you, I just came to spend a few minutes to tell you, to let you know that you're going to make it. God's giving you beauty for ashes. He's giving you beauty for ashes. Hold your head up, straighten your back, begin to smile, amen. Begin to know that it's not over. Begin to declare that there's something better coming. Begin to declare that there's hope, amen, for the future, amen. It's not over. It's not over. God still has a great plan, and no matter what they say, people can say what they want to say, but no matter what they say, God still has the final word, amen, hallelujah. And God says that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. You may feel that shame. You may feel like you're ugly, like you're dirty, like nobody will ever want you. That shame, you know, because of some of the stuff going on in your family, you might feel, you know, rejected. You might feel neglected. You might feel abandoned. But God wants you to know right now that he's going to give you double for your shame. You know, he tells us in the Bible that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. You're created in his image. Amen. So stop letting yourself be taken advantage of. Stop letting people use you. Stop letting people talk down to you and judge you. Amen. Know who you are. Do you know who you are? You're a child of the Most High God. Amen. And you're destined to win. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just want to come and just give you that word of encouragement, that word of exhortation, to let you know that everything really is going to be all right. You know, I know the pain is there, and God is a healer. There's a balm of Gilead where God's going to heal the pain. Amen. Whatever you've been through, does not have to invalidate you for victory. Amen. Whatever you've been through in life does not have to invalidate you for victory. Amen. That is not over until God says it's over. And guess what? God says that it's not over until you win. Amen. Because you are more than a conqueror. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. So I came to encourage you, to let you know whatever endeavors you have. You might be running your own business right now. You might be in ministry. You might be endeavoring to do a book or a CD. But whatever your endeavor is, you keep on pushing. Keep pressing. Keep praying. Keep praising God and keep believing that you are destined for victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca. I didn't come to preach. I just wanted to speak that word into your life, to let you know from Isaiah 61 that God has a great plan for your life. And we know what the devil's plans are. Since you were a kid, oh, my God, I feel this so strongly. Since you were a kid, the devil's been trying to kill you. He's been trying to destroy you. He's been trying to discourage you. Since you were a child, amen, he came after you strong. You know, there's sometimes some of you out there, you're shaking your head and you're saying, like the songwriter said, that you know you never would have made it without God. You wouldn't have made it this far because you've been through so much already, so many challenges in life, you know. And some of you out there still believe in God for certain things. You know, still believe in God. You've been praying. You might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, I've been praying and I don't see nothing yet. Well, keep praying. Keep believing. Don't give up on sowing towards the things of the Spirit. So you have to sow toward the things in the spiritual realm, amen, because that's where everything really is taking place. There's a war in the spiritual realm for your future. There's a war for your ministry. There's a war for your finances. There's a war for your family. There's a war for your soul. There is a war because the devil thinks that if he can get you off track, if he can get you to give up hope, to stop believing God, then he's got you. And that's why you have to stand strong in the spirit, things of the Spirit. The Bible tells us to live and to walk in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, because that's where the real battle takes place. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against spiritual principalities, wickedness, and high places. So I want to encourage you, look, build yourself up spiritually. Continually build yourself up spiritually. Amen. Some of you might not understand that. Some of you that are tuning in are not, you know, Christians. But I want to encourage you to draw near to God, to just go to church, you know, go to a church where you feel good, amen, where you can feel comfortable in that church, where you feel welcome. That means that the Spirit of the Lord is there, where people are loving. And go there and sit up under the Word of God and let that preacher begin to minister to your soul. Because, listen, the Word of God is going to begin to drastically change your life, amen. God has a plan for you. You're not here by chance. You're here because God, the Lord, directed you to come here. And I want to just go ahead and pray and close out this word. I want to pray for you. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name, oh God. I thank you for each and every person, Father God, that tuned in tonight, oh God, and that heard the words that you have had me to speak, that you have indeed given them beauty for ashes, that their healing is taking place on tonight. So, Lord, I pray right now for that person who's hurting on tonight, that person who has been molested, that person who has been abused, that person, Father God, who, Father God, feels ashamed and feels guilty and feels dirty, oh God. I pray for that person right now, oh God. And I pray, Father God, that you would touch him, that you would touch her, oh God, that you would let your balm of Gilead, that your healing power, Father God, will begin to minister healing to them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you heal my brother, that you heal my sister. I pray, Father God, for that sister, Father God, who, Father God, is having a hard time in her relationships, oh God, having a hard time in her marriage, oh God. And I pray pray, Father God, even now, Father God, that you will open her eyes, oh God, and give her clarity, oh Lord, and help her to see, Father God, what it is that she needs to see pertaining to her relationships, pertaining to her marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that brother, oh God, who's been abused, that brother who's been molested, oh God, and never knew who to talk to. It feels like there's no one that understands him. It feels like there's nowhere to turn, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you would touch his heart right now, that you would give him hope for the future, that you would heal him, oh Lord, that you would heal his broken heart, that you would take away the shame, take away the pain, take away the guilt, oh God. Give him beauty for ashes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Father, I pray for the sisters, oh God, who are listening right now, oh Lord, those, Father God, who are holding on to your unchanging hand, looking towards heaven, knowing that that's where their help comes from. And Lord, I pray, Father God, that you would continue to let your spirit wash over them, oh God. Give them a fresh anointing, oh God. There are women and men on the battlefield right now, God, and they're feeling weary, oh God. I pray that you would strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them new strength, oh God, new zeal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a frame of word, oh God, to begin to speak to your people, oh God. Impart something new in their bellies, oh God. Give them wisdom from on high, oh God. Lord, give them divine revelation, oh God, concerning what it is that you have for them for this life, oh God. Help them, oh Lord, to reach out and help others, oh God. Strengthen my sister tonight and strengthen my brother, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able, oh God. We know that you can do all things but fail. So, Lord, even on this Destined for Victory broadcast, I want to speak to the heart, Lord, speak to the hearts of each and every person, oh Lord, who has a dream on tonight, each and every person that feels like they can't go forward, oh God. And I pray, Father God, that you will speak hope, oh God, that you will speak encouragement, oh God, that you will speak power, oh God, to move forward, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for those who are co-laboring in the battlefield, oh God, those who are ministering to the hurt and those who are ministering to the lost, oh God. Lord, continue to encourage them, continue to empower them, continue to strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your hand being upon the lives of those who are listening to this prayer, oh God. And I pray your divine healing over the lives of those who are broken, oh God. I pray, Father God, for the word of the water of the word, oh God, to wash away the guilt, to wash away the shame, oh God. I pray for a fresh infilling of the Holy Ghost, oh God, that they will be endued with power from on high, oh God. I pray for divine impartation, oh God, that nobody will leave this broadcast the same way they came in, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for your mercy, oh God. I thank you for your grace, Lord. I pray for every child, oh God, connected to my listeners, oh God, that you will protect their children, oh God. Keep their children, oh God, from the hands of the molester, oh God. Keep their children, their nieces, their nephews, oh God, their children, their grandchildren, oh God, the children that they minister to in the church, oh God, every child in their family, every child in their church, every child in their neighborhood, oh God. I send this prayer out across the nations, oh God, to touch and, Father God, to protect the children, oh God. You said, Jesus said, suffer not the little children to come to me. So I pray for the children on tonight, Lord, that you will protect the children from the hand of the molester, oh Lord. For every child that's being hurt tonight, God, we say cut off the hand, oh God, that's reaching out to hurt children on tonight, Lord. Cut off the hand of the molester, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give them a conviction in their spirit, oh God. Convict every child molester on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, let them know not to touch the children, oh God. Let them know not to force themselves upon the women, upon the young boys, upon the young girls, upon the teenagers, oh God. Lord, speak to the heart of the molester on tonight, God. Oh God, I ask that you would heal the molester on tonight, God. Heal that person, God, that molester that's been molested, oh God. Heal that person that's hurting, oh God, that's now reaching out the hand to hurt others, oh Lord. Lord, I ask, Father God, that you will totally turn around each and every victimizer, oh God. Each and every person that thinks they want to touch a little boy or a little girl, oh God. I ask, Father God, that you will turn them around on tonight. Shando, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will be the Lord of the turnaround, oh God. Fix that thing in their mind, oh God, that makes them think they want to sleep with young boys and young girls, oh God. Fix that thing in their mind, oh God. I speak to the mind of the molester, oh God. I speak healing to the mind of the molester across the nation, across the United States. United States of America and beyond and abroad. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the mind of every child pedophile, every pedophile, every pedophile, every pervert, oh God, everybody with a perverted mind towards children, oh God. I call back, oh God, the hand of the molester, the hand of the pedophile, the hand of those persons on the internet, oh God, who are looking for young children to prey upon. Every preacher that wants to touch a little boy, every preacher that wants to touch a little girl, I speak to their minds, and I cast out Satan right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare right now, take your hands off of those children. Continue to move towards the things of God. Get healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name of the spirit of molestation, the spirit of pedophilia, the spirit of perversion. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of child pornography. Right now, I declare right now that every abuser, every molester is healed. In the name of Jesus, I cast out every demon. In the name of Jesus, and I declare total healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fill them with your word, oh God. Fill every empty place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Even now, as I know you are answering this prayer, oh God, that tonight one child molester, one more child molester is being converted. One more child molester is falling to his knees, falling to her knees, saying, what must I do to be saved? Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God. You do it. Do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know where they are. Go into the bedrooms, oh God, right now at this 10:30 hour, at this going on 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, all over the world, oh God. Go into the bedrooms, oh God. Oh God, and protect the little children. We dispatch angels right now to protect the children in the name of Jesus. Protect every child, boy and girl, in the name of Jesus. We dispatch your angels tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you for protecting the children tonight, God, that one less child is being molested, oh God, that more children are by the thousands, children by the thousands are being kept safe on tonight. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, and we consider it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We must pray. We must pray for our children. Amen. We must pray. Amen. Hallelujah. To keep our children safe. Amen. Hallelujah. We must pray. Hallelujah. For the people who are perpetrating harm upon our children, we must pray. In the name of Jesus, we have to pray. We can't keep quiet. We got to continually pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you're tuned in to the Destined for Victory podcast. You know, the Lord gave me the vision for this. I was like, okay, God, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to just go out on the airwaves. You know, well, your voice speaks volumes. Your voice speaks volumes. When you open your mouth, the devil shivers. The devil gets real scared when you begin to come out against the injustices in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. When you begin to pray, when you begin to cry loud and spare not, when you begin to dispatch angels on the behalf of those who are powerless, amen, to protect themselves. When you begin to give information, amen, to stop molestation, the devil is scared because he wants us all, us Christians, amen, to go and sit down somewhere and shut up. Amen. The devil is scared of you. Don't be scared of the devil. The devil is scared of you. The devil is afraid of you. The devil is afraid of you because he knows that you, in your power, have the ability and the capability to stop him in his tracks. You have the power to stop the devil. Just one prayer, just one word, amen, could send Satan running and his demons, amen. So we have to get to the point where we are mad enough and we're sick and tired enough to speak out. Amen. I want to say hello to Tina Lane. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is tuned in. Amen. Hallelujah. And also to someone calling from the 919 area code. God bless you. Amen. But we have to speak out. Amen. And the phone lines are open. if you have a prayer request, if you have a comment, if you need counsel, if you need someone to talk to, you can press 1 or call in to 646-652-4832, and I'll put you on the air. But we have to speak out. The devil is scared of you. Amen. He is scared of you. Whatever God has given you to do, I want to encourage you to just do it. Listen, and don't worry about who shows up. Don't worry about who's supporting you. Don't focus on them. Focus on the goal. Focus on the vision. Focus on what God has given you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen, when you go and you start to do what God has given you to do, don't worry about how to be. See, when it's time to preach, when it's time to pray, when it's time to prophesy, sometimes we wonder, well, how do I say it so that people will come back? Or how do I do it so that people will like what I say? No, no. Your audience is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Be yourself. Be true to who God called you to be. See, when you're destined for victory, I already told you earlier when I spoke the word that when you're destined for victory, you can't lose. When you're walking with God and you're living your life to please God, you can't miss it. You know, you might mess up, but you won't miss it. Amen. Because you will always, when God is with you, it says in Joshua that you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. When you're out here changing the world, and I know there are a lot of world changers listening to me right now, when you're out here changing the world, you can't worry about who's clapping for you, amen, who's applauding you, or who's saying, amen, yeah, go ahead, do it, preach, who's rooting for you or cheering for you, because guess what? There will be times when you have to perform the work, the duty that God has given you to perform when no one will tell you that it was good. I came on last week for the first time. It was my first broadcast last week, and I only came on for an hour last week. It was too short, so I decided to do 90 minutes today. But I came on last week, and nobody called in. There were people in and out of the chat room like tonight. Nobody said anything to me on Facebook. Nobody told me it was a great broadcast. Nobody congratulated me, except for one person. One person did congratulate me. But what I'm saying to you is it wasn't like I got a whole bunch of people come and pat me on my back saying, Pastor Rebecca, that's a great thing you're doing, and speaking out against childhood sexual assault. That's a great thing you're doing in helping hurting women, hurting men to get healed. That's a great thing you're doing in inspiring people all over the world to go after their dreams, that they are destined for victory. That's a great thing because it's threefold, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God put it all together. And when he gave it to me like that, it's not just to stop childhood sexual assault, but it's also to heal those who are hurting. It's also to encourage and exhort and inspire those who are aspiring to be something, to be what God has called them to be. And I'm like, God, that's a lot. But he's like, you can do it. If I called you to it, I have equipped you to do it. And that's what I'm saying to you on tonight. You know, what God called you to it, he has equipped you to do it. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look for people to be applauding. Don't look for people to be smiling at you and telling you, great job. Just keep moving forward. Do what God has called you to do, and do it like he called you to do it. Don't do it like nobody else. Don't be trying to be somebody that God has not called you to be, because it ain't no anointing in that. There is no anointing in you being a copycat cookie cutter. Amen. There's no anointing in you being a copycat cookie cutter replica of somebody else. Listen, when God created you, he outdid himself. When he created you, he outdid himself. God created you. He broke the mold. There's nobody else like you. Amen. Nobody can sing like you. Nobody can pray like you. Nobody can preach like you. Nobody can prophesy like you. The Bible says he gave all of us gifts to be used according to the way that he gave them to us to use them, according to our own personalities. Amen. God did not, when you got saved or when you get saved, God does not take away your personality. Amen. He leaves you with your personality because he wants you to be authentic. The Lord wants you to be authentic because, listen, you know how we sing that song, there is none like you, there is none like you? No one else can touch my heart like you do. There's none like you. No, not one. That's how our. That's the characteristic of our God. There's no one like him. There's no one like him. God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. None like the Father, none like the Son, none like the Holy Ghost. God in three persons, and there's none like you. Amen. There is none like you. No one like you. That should make you hold your head up a little bit higher, knowing how unique and authentic you are, knowing that you don't have to go out here and perform for the world. Even in spite of your past, even in spite of everything that has happened in your past, you're free to be who God created you to be. Listen, I personally have spent time trying to do things like I've seen other preachers do it. I'm guilty, you know. I wanted to be like, I'm not going to name any names, but I wanted to be like them because I thought that they were excellent preachers, and I love the way they preach. But when I did it like them, it had no anointing. It was a joke. And I came off of the pulpit saying, girl, you need to get a grip. Amen. So you need to tell yourself, man, woman, you need to get a grip. And just go ahead and be true to what God called you to do. Amen. He called you to be authentic. That's the characteristic of God, and that's the characteristic that he gives us as his children, that we will be authentic. Listen, success is in your DNA. Success is in your DNA. If you're a child of the Most High God, you have the Holy Ghost, and when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the DNA to prosper and be successful in everything that you do. Everything that you touch will prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. If you just believe. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is just really, really speaking to us on tonight about being destined for victory. Each and every person who's listening to me, no matter what you're doing, I see Michelle Whitaker. God bless you, Michelle. God bless you. No matter what you're doing, know that you're destined for victory. And let me say this to all of you who are listening to me tonight. Everything that happened in your childhood that was negative was meant to stop you from getting to where you are today, doing everything that you're doing right now in your adulthood that's positive. Did you get that? Everything that happened in your childhood that was negative was geared to stop you from getting to where you are today, doing everything that you are doing today in your life that's positive. Amen. Because the devil did not want God to get the glory in your life. He wanted to kill you, you know, and you should be like me. I mean, you should. I hope you would be like me and say that the devil should have killed me when he had a chance, because I'm yet alive. And because I'm alive, everything that I do, I'm destined for victory. Amen. I refuse to lose. Amen. I'm anointed and appointed for victory. Amen. Hallelujah. I am appointed to do great things, and God has anointed me to have victory in every single area. And that's what we have to begin to profess out of our mouths, because when we're destined for victory, everything, every word that you speak is important. Amen. And you have to know that nobody or nothing that can come against you can stop you from moving forward and doing, being, and having everything that God said you should do, be, and have. You are destined for victory. That thing that happened in your childhood, it didn't take you out. Guess what? Because you're invincible. Amen. Because the Lord has a great plan for you. I'm not saying you could jump off a bridge and you won't die. You know, that's crazy. But I'm saying that the devil can't kill you. Amen. And if you're a Christian right now, we know that death has no power over us. Amen. So we don't even fear death. You know, I'm moving forward. I'm 50 years old, and I have work to do. And you too, you have work to do. So keep moving forward with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to give you some information. Again, the phone lines are open. I say hello again to everybody in the chat room. I want to give you some information on, I've got to give you the education part. Okay, the information. Last week I went through a whole thing about how to protect your children, and I want to just give you a little bit more information about protecting your kids for those of you who were not here. Amen. I want to just give you, it's briefer, and then I want to talk to some of you. So prayerfully, you'll call in and talk to me. I got this from a website, and I don't have the website available. I'll give that to you later. I did talk about that website last week. But let me talk to you about protecting your children. Protecting your child from sexual abuse. While there is no surefire way to protect your child from all dangers, there are some steps that you can take to help reduce the risk of him or her being sexually assaulted. And before I give you these steps, I want to let you know that you're protecting your child from sexual assault breaks the cycle. In your family. See, the curse is broken. Let me say that again. The curse is already broken. We need to break the cycle. Amen. It breaks the cycle in your family. See, if we can protect our children at a young age, then they too can be destined for victory. Amen. And they won't have to go through the drugs and the alcohol and being out there sleeping around or low self-esteem or jail or gangs. You know, we want to protect our children, amen, because these are generations that are going to be impacted. We're talking about your children and your grandchildren. We're talking about your grandchildren's children, amen, hallelujah. Christ broke the curse, and we're breaking the cycle here, amen. So here are some ways that you can protect your child from being sexually assaulted. Communicate. Teach your children about safe and unsafe touches, as well as what is appropriate physical affection. I love the fact that my husband dealt with this on our children's moment at the church on Sunday. And if you're in children's ministry, ask your pastor, is it okay for you to talk to the children about safe touches, about unsafe touches, amen? Is it okay to begin to minister to the children in that area? I thought it was beautiful the way Pastor Anthony did it, right in front of the whole church, you know, that he broke that yoke. He destroyed that yoke because the yoke is silence. The yoke is us keeping our mouths shut, you know, acting like this is so taboo that nobody can talk about it. Talk to your children. Teach your children about safe and unsafe touches, as well as what's appropriate physical affection. Talk to your child about sex when they show interest or curiosity. Teach your child that it's against the rules for adults to act in a sexual way with children and use examples. Speak to your children about using the proper names for their body parts. Armed with information, children are better able to report abuse to you. Let your children know that respect for elders does not extend to an adult who has made your child uncomfortable. It's okay to say no, and it's okay to leave the situation. In other words, teach your children that they can run out of the room and that they can say no, amen, and that they don't have to tolerate a situation that's making them uncomfortable. Trust your own instincts. If your instincts tell you something is wrong, follow up. I think that one is very, very, very important because we have that intuition and we have the Holy Ghost, amen, and trust the Spirit telling you something's not right. I said it last week. If your child is afraid to go to a babysitter or a relative's house, if your child acts funny every time Uncle So-and-so or Aunt something comes around, something's wrong with that relationship, amen. So you want to examine that relationship and ask your child, what's wrong? You know, why are you scared of Uncle So-and-so? Why do you always run away when Aunt something comes around? You know, you want to talk to your child and follow up on the behavior. Look at your child. You know, some of us, we trust our children to grow up on their own, and we really don't pay attention to our children. Make it a habit to look at your child. Study your children. Examine your children. Learn their habits. Learn their characteristics. Learn what they do when they lie. Learn what they do when they're proud of an accomplishment. Watch them. Pay attention. Listen to them talk. Let them feel like they're the most important people in the world, because really they are. You know, they're our future. Amen. So spend time with your children, especially if you're in ministry. Let me say that again. Spend time with your children, especially if you're in ministry. Amen. Because ministry, so many of us are so passionate about ministry, it's hard sometimes to put the ministry down and to hug our children. Amen. I'm just giving Kayla Joy a hug. You want a bed?
Yeah.
Good night, baby. Love you. Amen. And it wasn't that a apropos time for her to come. Amen. It's sometimes so hard for us to put the ministry down and spend time with our children. And I scheduled this broadcast for 10 o'clock thinking Kayla would be on her way to bed. She's 13. But this girl, she's up until 10:30, 11 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what now? Amen. So, but spend time with your children. Amen. Schedule out some quality time. And this is part of keeping your children safe, too. Because if they know they have you in their corner, then they know they have you in their corner. And they know that they can talk to you. Amen. And another thing is follow your instincts. And then follow up on a report of your child being made to feel uncomfortable. If your child comes to you with concerns or questions, make time to talk to them. I didn't even know that was on there, but that's what I just said. Make time to talk to your child. Amen. Encourage your children to talk to you if something happens. Encourage your children to talk to you if nothing happens. Encourage your children to talk to you about everything. Kayla's 13, I said that earlier, and she's talking to me about everything now, including crushes. And, you know, I'm sitting here like, okay, I'm going to listen to this because I need to know what's going on with my child. So if she's crushing on somebody or if somebody's crushing on her, if she likes somebody or somebody likes her, I need to know about it. Amen. So I listen. Amen. I'm busy, but I listen. And that's what I want to encourage you to do, mothers and fathers. Take time out with your sons and your daughters. And then one more thing, the internet. Be very careful about the internet, amen. There are predators. There are predators on the internet, amen. And you want to be careful. Don't just turn your child loose on the internet. Make sure my children don't have Facebook until they're 18. I know that sounds strict, but did you see the pornography that has been on Facebook lately? So I can't take that chance. We can't take that chance because, you know, a young boy viewing pornography, he's hooked for life. A young girl viewing pornography can mess her up. And some of the stuff that I seen when I opened up Facebook last week, it grossed me out, and I'm grown. But that can invoke a spirit of lust upon our children. So we want to make sure, check. During this day and time, if your child is on Facebook, you open up Facebook because normally it's right there when you first open it up. So you open it up and you check it to make sure there's no pornography there. And also check your child's friends to see if they have any men or women who are their friends that you don't know. They should not have strangers for friends who are adults. Amen. And even some of the kids, you know, there are strangers that will pose as children. There are strangers that will pose as children to become your child's friend, amen, so that they can have access to your children, you know, because they want to find out where they go to school, where they live. So teach your children. And there's information that you can get about internet safety. You can download a parent's guide to internet safety from the FBI. The materials are available in English and Spanish. So you can go over to the FBI, Google the FBI, go to their website, and they have a parent's guide for internet safety there. Amen. So those are some educational tips that I have for protecting your child that I pulled from this website. And I don't even have the website here. I'll get that information for you and make sure that you have it. But as Christians, I want to give you some more that I have in my heart. I've been reading a book lately. I Married the Man with Deep Dark Secrets is the name of the book. And I've been reading this book. They're reading it with the Women's Empowerment Book Club with Lady Diana Flagg. I find it hard to put this book down. But I'm towards the end of the book, and I won't spoil the book for you, but one thing that I'm finding out in the book is that this issue of pastors, male pastors, perpetrating upon the little boys in the church, that's been going on for a long time. It's been going on for a long time. It's prevalent. Men sleeping with men. Men sleeping with the little boys. The homosexual demon has been loosed in the church for a long time. And as I'm reading this book, I'm just getting so upset all over again. Help me. Jesus, help me. Because it's just, this man didn't have to turn out the way that he did. And that's why I'm here. Hear my heart. Hear my heart. That's why I'm here, because little boys and little girls don't have to turn out messed up. Listen, I turned to drugs, I turned to alcohol, I turned to men because somebody touched me. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen, it doesn't have to be that way. So if it takes me coming off an hour and a half, 2 hours, to talk to what may seem like the open air, but I'm glad somebody came. God bless you all came. I'm gonna do that, amen, because we have to stop it. Just like you're destined to win, our children are destined to win. They're destined for victory, amen. And we need to destroy this yoke. We need to speak out against homosexuality in the church. And that's what I'm here to say. I don't care if he's a pastor. I don't care if she wears a robe and a collar. Everybody in the church ain't saved, y'all. I know that was horrible English. Everybody in the church is not saved. Everybody in the church is not delivered. Yeah, you got some pedophiles in the church, men and women, preying upon young boys, young girls. How are you going to have sex with a kid? You know, and for those of you who are listening who are abusers, you know, if you have this issue, if this is your sickness, I already prayed for you, and I'm going to continue to pray for you because God does not want it to be so. Amen. The Lord wants you healed, delivered, set free. Amen. The Lord wants you walking in victory. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to point fingers. I'm not here to drag anybody through the mud. I'm here to stop childhood molestation, to heal those who have been hurt, and to encourage those from all over the world to continue to go after their dreams because you were destined for victory. That's why I'm here. But we have to do something. Amen. One thing you can do, mothers and fathers, don't let your child go to the pastor's house and sleep with the pastor and sleep with the pastor. Don't send your child on trips with the pastor and the pastor. No, no. Let's just stop it. Amen. You know, I say go ahead and chaperone your child. If the church is going on a trip and children are invited to go, then I'm going with my child. You know, I'm not just sending my child anywhere. And I know that might seem crazy. People say I've been too strict. I didn't let my daughter sit on my husband's lap, jumping around on his lap, because I know how men's bodies are made. Amen. And it might have been a stream, but guess what? I'd rather err on the side of being a stream than err on the side of being lax. I would rather err on the side of being extreme than err on the side of being relaxed. Listen, your children can grow up to be healthy and happy individuals, well-balanced. Your children do not have to grow up bent out of shape because somebody messed with them. Amen. So I'm passionate, I guess you can tell. I am passionate about this, amen, because God called me as a prophet on the wall, I guess, amen, or as a person on the wall. I said I was a prophet. I did a call on Sunday, and I started prophesying. I got so excited. I said, I'm a prophet. And I guess people were like, oh, really? Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, I'm crying out. I'm crying loud. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm sparing not. I'm not even sparing feelings. Amen. I'm saying it like it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 919, you're on the air. Welcome to Destined for Victory broadcast.
Hello. Hey, Prophetess, this is Nichelle. How are you?
God bless you. God bless you, Nichelle. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. My voice is a little bit, you know, messed up or whatever, but I'm still going on with the Lord. I'm really enjoying what you're talking about, you know, because there are a lot of kids that are sexually abused, me being one myself, and I would just like to say, you know, like something that you said, even though it's a pastor or it's somebody from the church, parents, listen to your kids, because I remember, you know, it was times that I reached out to people and they didn't, you know, I wouldn't say they didn't believe. Well, no, they didn't believe me because, you know, the person didn't seem like they would do something like that. But I think that every situation, you should at least investigate every situation, you know, because it can be very, you know, hurtful to a child if they're, you know, saying these things. And also another thing, when a child is molested, we shouldn't put them in a situation to be an adult. You know, because I remember one time me reaching out to somebody, and it was hard for me to even tell this person, you know, and it was a family member, and they're telling me to tell this person. So they was putting me in the predicament, in the situation to be their adult, when really they should have been the adult in that situation, you know?
Yeah.
So I really thank God for the message. You know, sometimes certain things are not, it might not be popular, but this is well needed, you know, and it's ministering to me. So, you know, I really thank God for this show tonight. It's really blessing me, you know. So just be encouraged, sis.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. And you said something so key. I did touch on it. When your child comes to you and tells you, no, not when. If that had to happen, that your child would come to you and say, somebody touch me, you have to believe your child, you know, and take the time to investigate what's going on. When we had molestation in our family, and my sister told my parents, my sister told my mother, as a matter of fact, and my mother didn't really believe her. You know, my mother found it hard to believe, and then the person that did it was confronted, and the person that did it said that my sister was lying, you know, that she was lying, it wasn't the truth, and I'll never forget, my sister looked at me and said, you tell them, Becky, you tell them, they'll believe you, because I was a goody-goody two-shoes, and I guess she figured they would tell me, and I kind of knew, even back then, I knew my sister was telling the truth. I was only 10 years old. I was 10 years old, and I knew my sister was telling the truth because this person had been touching me, too. And I never told. I hid in that corner, Prophetess Michelle. I hid in that corner, and I was like, I'm not going out there. Those people are mad. Those adults are mad. I'm not going out there because if I go out there, they're mad at her. They're going to be mad at me, too. So I'm just going to hide in my little corner. And let me tell you, I spent the rest of my life, not the rest of my life, but I spent the next 20 years hiding in that little corner, you know, inside of myself, you know.
Yeah.
Just went and hid from reality and hid from life and hid from the world. And I learned from experience. If the child comes and say, somebody touched me, or this person had sex with me, or this person showed me their penis, you need to go and you need to believe that child. You need to go deal with that person, you know, investigate. And if the person says your child is lying, don't believe the person above your child. Take your child to the doctor. Get your child away from that person. If that person is a parent that lives, a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they live in the same house, somebody has to move. You know, get your child out of the house. And don't send your child away. You know, send that person away and let that person go live somewhere else until this thing is resolved. And then one thing we don't do, boy, this is hard. You talked, and I'll get to that in a minute, but you talked also about putting the child in the position of an adult, telling the child, okay, now you told me, now let's go tell, you need to go tell so-and-so. What? You know, like you said, it was hard enough for me to tell you. And now you want me to go tell somebody, another adult? I'm the child. Take care of your child. Take care. You don't have to let the child be the child. You know, say, let the child feel like, okay, I'm mommy, I'm daddy, I'm going to take care of this. Come on, just come. You don't even have to come with me. You stay here. I'm going to go and talk to so-and-so. I'm going to talk to this person. I'm going to talk to the people that need. You're right. I agree with you 100% on that. Let the child be a child. You be the adult, and you deal with it. This is your child, for God's sake. But Prophetess Michelle, I also want to say that what happens with a lot of parents when things like this happen, is they go into denial. You know, a lot of parents don't want to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's probably what was going on with the people, you know, the adults in your life. Like, who wants to deal with the fact that somebody that we love and know and trust has done something so horrible to our child?
And so, another thing that happened to me was, I was 28, well, I'm 33 now, but from when it happened and I was 11 years old up until 28, I always blamed myself. And I never had anybody to say to me, Nichelle, it wasn't your fault. You know, and I took on certain behaviors like sleeping around, abusing my body in different ways because of that thing that happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like your innocence is taken from you, you know, and you just, it's like, a feeling that you have, you feel nasty, you feel dirty, you know, and you just abuse yourself. But I'm telling you, when this person, this lady, because it had happened to her, and I know God used this lady to really speak to me because she said, Nichelle, it was not your fault. And I never heard that. I have never heard that until I was 28 years old. So, and I just felt lighter, you know what I'm saying, to just, you know that somebody else had experienced this and to just hear, you know, it was nothing that I did wrong. This adult, he abused me, you know what I'm saying? And he took advantage of me. And it was nothing. I couldn't dress any different because I wasn't, you know, dressing a certain way or whatever to make, you know, make him want me or whatever. He had an issue. It was him. He had the problem, not me. So, you know, we have to be really careful and listen to our children. We really do.
Yes. Yes, and that's powerful because when I first started, I wrote my first book, Nobody's Business, and I put my testimony in there because I had never told and I wanted to tell. I finally wanted to get it out. And there's victory in breaking the silence. There is victory in breaking the silence. And I wanted to get it out. I wrote it in this book. And as I began to do book clubs and everything, I would do book clubs and women would come out, not say women from all over. And one day I was doing a book club, I was doing a church conference, but I wasn't preaching yet. I hadn't started preaching yet. And I did this women's conference at a church, and I stood up and I told my testimony. And as I was telling my testimony about this happening, this lady just started screaming out. She was old. I mean, she was like 80. She was an older lady. She was like in her 80s. And she just started screaming out. Then she said, nobody ever asked me why I stopped getting straight A's. Nobody asked me why I started failing in class, why I dropped out of school. I never told anyone. I never told anybody what happened. Never told no one what he did to me. And she just began to talk about what had happened. And, you know, the yokes were destroyed. And the Lord had me minister just what you said, that it wasn't her fault. And he told me from that day forward that I could never talk about this issue without letting people know, without saying to the people who have been victimized, that it wasn't your fault. It was not your fault. Those words are so, those four words, is not your fault. They are so powerful. And I agree with you 100%. They just destroyed the yoke in me where, and my God, God gave me the revelation that it wasn't my fault because I never heard anyone verbalize it. Yeah. But he also told me that I had to tell people it's not your fault. You know, it's not our fault. You were a cute little kid. You know, you couldn't be too pretty. You couldn't be too fast. You were a child. You know, and so many of people, we have to forgive. You know, those who have hurt us. And it sounds like you have a victory. in that area. So I think you've been delivered. You've been you've forgiven the person who hurt you and everything.
Yes, I have. I have. And well, actually, it happened to me more than once. It happened to me 3 times. But the person that was the family member, it was harder. And God told me, he said, forgive him. And I said, no. At first, I said, no, no. I said, God. And like a couple of weeks after that, I saw him. And when I saw him and his wife, you know, they was talking to me about church and being, you know, like helping their ministry and stuff like that. So it made it worse for me.
Yeah.
And so when I got by myself, I was like, God, you asking me to forgive this man? You telling me to forgive this man? And I said, now he has sat here and molested me, and he's talking to me about church. Now I said, if he's truly saved, he would apologize to me. So God said, forgive him. He said, Nichelle, you don't want something to happen to him, and you haven't forgiven him. And Prophetess, I would say, finally, I said, God, maybe like a couple of days later, I said, okay, God, I will forgive him. But I said, you got to help me with this because it's hard. And so when I released it, God is my witness. This man, I would say probably about 3 weeks later, he died. So
wow.
I'm so
wow.
glad that I forgave him. I'm so glad that I forgave him.
I'm so glad that you did too. God be the glory, I tell you. Wow, it's a beautiful thing to be able to hear from the Lord, right?
Yes, yes, yes. It really is. So,
amen.
I really,
thank you so much. You were saying something?
No, no. So, you know, just thank you for this program. I really do. I'm so thankful for it. So, God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in, and it really, God bless you, and for sharing your testimony, because every time we talk, we're helping somebody else. God bless you. We do have another caller with their hand raised, area code 973. You're on the air. Welcome to the Destined for Victory broadcast.
Hi. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Tina. God bless you, Michelle.
God bless you, sis.
Yes, this is a powerful show. I was listening, and I got on listening last weekend, and a lot of pointers that you were saying today, I can relate to from some of my friends who have experienced molestation, and I actually have someone that I know that someone reached out to me a few months ago, and I wanted to ask you, Pastor Becker, for some feedback on this. If you know someone who has this person, this guy told me that she has stories, she has been molested, and she doesn't want to talk about it, but it's impacting her family, how she's overprotected with the children, and her family, like her immediate family, doesn't know. So his thing is, like, if she doesn't talk about it, she just continues to carry it, becomes very overprotected over the children, and this you know, in a sense, certain things that she do and the way she reacts, it eats away. And I know her, but I didn't know her story. So in reference to that, what would you think is the best thing to do? Just continue to pray for her that she will open up? Or?
Oh, definitely continue to pray for her. But she has been molested, and
yes.
Now she's an adult.
Okay,
and
she
she's
was
married.
Molested. This is what he said. Something happened. Well, I wouldn't say molested. So far, it says molestation or rape, one or the other, because he didn't get into detail which one. But it is impacting her with her being very overprotective of the children and certain things that she does with it. Like she doesn't want anyone around the children or, you know, very, very protective, and I understand why. But he said she hadn't shared this with her family. So family doesn't know. He's like, but she's walking around with this. So he was telling me, because I know her, he's like, maybe you can talk to her. But she never shared it with me. So
right,
I don't know how
right.
to go about it. I don't want to ask her something that was never shared with me.
Exactly. And he shared it with you.
Yes.
So you definitely don't want, and this is the person that she's married to or in relationship with, so you definitely don't want to cross those boundaries. She felt like she could trust him, so he knows, and it probably shouldn't have gone any further than that.
Well, they're not married. They're not married. No, they're not married. They're friends.
They're just friends.
They're just friends.
Well, either way.
Yeah,
though,
but it still came to me, yes.
Right. So I wouldn't say anything to her. I would not let her know that you know, unless she wanted to talk to you about it, because it's a very sensitive issue.
Right.
As I was saying earlier, there's a lot of shame and guilt affiliated with having been sexually assaulted, no matter how it was carried out. So she's not ready to deal with it. So we cannot put pressure on our friends or our family members to do things that they're not ready to do. All we can do is just let them know that we're there for them. So one thing you could do is let her know that you're there for her. And if she ever needs to talk, that you're there and you can talk with her, you'll be there for her. And another thing, be patient. And remember, it will take her some time, you know, to handle what's going on with her, and also to be able to trust you. See, she has to know when the person begins to open up, they have to know that they can trust you. And it sounds like she, you know, not wanting him being overprotective with the children, she does not want her children to have to go through the same things
right.
that she has gone through. So she does not trust he's the father?
Yes.
Okay, so she does not trust the father. Now, if you're really, really good friends, you could go to her and say, you know, he told me that, you know, there's some issues with you. I'm not trusting him with the kids. Did you feel like you want to talk about it? You know, you could do that and see if she wants to open up to you.
Okay.
If not, then the only thing you're going to be able to do is pray, because she's not, you know, if she doesn't want the information, is not you're not going to be able to get that information to her. She has to be ready for it. So you could actually make things worse. Now, is she a Christian?
Yes, she is. She is a Christian.
Okay, so she,
and
she
I've been knowing her
Lord.
For, okay, yes, I was going to say I've been knowing her for several years, and I was just kind of caught off guard when that was said. I didn't even know how, I mean, to be honest, if she was to say it to me, it's like I'm so hurt that she had to go through it. I don't even know how to handle that. Somebody that you're close to, if she does begin to share, I don't know if I know the person, because I've been knowing her for years, that who did this to her. So I'm like, God, you know, how do I handle this? Because it hurts me to know that she went through that.
Yes, it is hard, because, you know, you almost feel like, you know, you're right there with them, even though you didn't go through it. Like, you feel like helpless, like there's nothing you can do to help
right.
them. But there's a phone number that the National Sexual Assault Online Hotline.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that number? And
yes.
That's for everybody else who's listening. If you have friends or family members and you want to help, there are counselors there at 1-800-656-HOPE, and they will be able to guide you on how you can help your family members. But from a spiritual perspective, definitely prayer, definitely letting them know that you're there for them. And she went to the father in confidentiality, it's hard, and he came to you, you kind of like don't want to go to her
right.
and let her know that you know. So just continue to be a friend and to be there and to let her know that you're willing to listen. Don't be judgmental.
Right.
And then the best thing you can do for her is to continue to lift up before the Lord in prayer, because prayer mm-hmm. prayer is powerful. The prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. So, you know, just continue to pray for her and let God have his way. God will heal her. And then let her know about, you can't let her know about Destined for Victory, but you could just kind of like say, I was listening to Pastor Rebecca Simmons on the Destined for Victory broadcast. You know, just some general conversation.
Right.
Let her know about the broadcast that, you know, I'm on the air, and let her know what I do and why I do it. You know, I started out with the Eddie Long thing and then with the Sandusky with Penn State University. So I'm on a mission, a threefold mission. And you could let her know and see if there's any interest in her even listening. But that is definitely, and say, since you have kids, you know, I would tell, and for those who are listening, tell everybody that you know that has kids to listen to me. You know, I mean, really, whether they've been abused or assaulted or not,
right.
But let them know, say, since you have kids, you know, listen to Pastor Rebecca, because she's dealing with this issue of childhood sexual assault. You know, she's dealing with how we can better protect our kids. You know, she's dealing with that on a weekly basis. And not only that, but she's motivating us. Amen. Stay with me, Tina. For those of you who are streaming, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to the Destined for Victory broadcast. We're going off the air now, so we'll no longer be streaming. God bless you. Know that you're destined for win, destined to win, destined for victory. God bless you. Tune in next week. I'll be right here at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, amen, hallelujah. And tell somebody about the Destined for Victory broadcast. So, Tina, I'll pray, be more than happy to pray for your friend. It's going to be hard for you to tell her to listen because you just talked about her issue on the air. And if she listens to the archives, she'll know that you know.
Yeah,
so,
Yeah, that is true. She can't listen to this show, this one. Okay.
Yeah, she can't listen to this particular broadcast, but I'll definitely lift her up in prayer, and also going to pray for everybody else who is going through something on tonight. I want to let you know about Prophetess Michelle Whitaker's broadcast, Encounter Radio. I did listen to your broadcast. I was so blessed by what I heard, and I just want to encourage everybody to tune in on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Encounter Radio broadcast. There's prophetic prayer going forth, and Michelle, when you called my broadcast, when you called on Sunday, I didn't even know that you were prophetic, but the Lord has showed me that even before you gave me a word. The Lord has showed me that you flowed and that you were in the prophetic.
Praise God.
And then I want to talk about that music, the beautiful music that you play on your broadcast. I mean, is that you singing?
No, that's another lady that sings on the broadcast.
Amen, amen. It's just so... this beautiful worship music, and I was just so blessed, and I just pray that the Lord will continue to use you mightily for his glory, because I hear you out there just going to war, just battling on the airwaves,
right.
On the internet. So to God be the glory, and God bless you for the labor, for the work that you do.
God bless you also, sis.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. So,
Amen.
Tina, did you have anything else?
No, that was basically it. I mean, some other things I wanted to talk about, but I'll wait till the next broadcast because I can call in on Tuesday and say some other stuff I can share.
Amen. Well, yeah, because we're going to work together to stop molestation, to stop childhood sexual abuse. So next week, I never know what the flow is going to be. This week
right.
I started with the Word of Encouragement. I want to kind of get the word out there first, so I'll do that first. And then we'll talk about the childhood sexual molestation through the information. We want to get the information out there, the education out there. And
Amen.
Then we'll move into opening the phone line so we can discuss. And I love the fact that Michelle called in with her testimony. That really blessed me. We're breaking yokes. We're destroying yokes together. Amen. I'm glad that you guys called, you ladies called in tonight, because this is serious. Amen. So God bless you.
It is serious. Amen. You know, I'm glad that you had, like you said, no one said anything. But I did. I always bless you with this show. This is a blessing show, and I'm glad that you're taking on this stand to talk about it. I remember one of my friends posted on Facebook recently that how people are talking about the Penn State, but they don't talk about the molestation and incest that goes on in their own family and their own community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that is true. That is so true.
Wow.
And she didn't have a lot of people do a follow-up to her post either by talking about that. But it's there, and for a lot of time it's kept secret. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's shameful. They actually, sometimes they protect the person, the abuser, more than they protect the victim.
And that's the thing, and we have to talk about it. We have to talk about it. And next week I'm going to be talking about some of the reporting what should we report it? Should we report it or not? I'm going to talk about that on next week. I'm going to talk about some of the laws. I want to talk about, you know, how long someone can wait before they actually report molestation. So these are things that I really I'm going to delve into. Can't do it tonight because we're out of time.
Yes.
But next week, that's what we're going to be talking about, just really some more strategies to prevent sexual assault. And I'm looking forward to, you know, just having another encouraging word from the Lord and being able to pray with those who call in. So we're going to end the broadcast on tonight. I did an hour and a half tonight. I know
yes.
next week I'll be on for 2 hours. I know Amen. Without a doubt, because as it builds, even though it's not popular, people are coming. They are coming because there are a lot of hurting people out there that need to tell their story, and they need to hear what someone told Michelle Whitaker so long ago, that it's not your fault. And I want to say that even as I go off the air tonight, and I thank you, Tina, and I thank you, Pop, Sister Michelle, for tuning in. But I want to say that even as I go on off the air tonight, I want to say to all of you ladies and men, see, I've been on the mission field for a long time for women, but now I'm on the mission field for women and men. And I want to say to women and men out there who have been molested, who've been hurt, who've been taken advantage of, who've been raped, I want to say to you, it's not your fault. It wasn't your fault. You didn't ask for it. You didn't. You weren't too pretty. You weren't too fast. There was nothing you could have done to stop it. It's not your fault. You didn't do it. The blame does not belong with you. It belongs with the person who perpetrated this crime against you. I want you to know it's not your fault. And I also want you to know you're not dirty, and that you're not filthy. You're not worthless. That you are worth more than rubies. You're so precious in God's sight, and you're precious in my sight too. I want you to know that there are people out here that consider you to be of great value. Here I am, a pastor of a church. It's 11:30 at night, my time, and I'm telling you, you have great value. I'm here. My whole mission here on Tuesday nights is to let you know how valuable you are and how much of a great future you have. So I want you to know you're not dirty, that you're precious, and then God wants to lift you up. I talked about beauty for ashes tonight. God wants to give you beauty for ashes, and all you have to do is receive it. It's not your fault. It is not your fault, and you're not dirty, you're not worthless, and somebody will want you just the way you are, with all your past, with everything that happened to you in the past, if they did to you, God has a great future in store for you, and he has a great present in store for you. I mean, the present right now, today, can begin to be the best days of the rest of your life. So embrace your future. Embrace who you are right now. Look in the mirror and tell yourself you are beautiful. You are somebody. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You do have a great future ahead of you. This thing is not going to take you out. So I encourage you on tonight. If you missed a word, go back and listen to the archive at blogtalkradio.com/power. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I have to sign out because I do have other obligations such as a husband. So I have to sign out, and I want you
Amen.
Guys to know that God loves you. God loves you. Let me pray. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, and we magnify your name on tonight. Lord, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you that we're rejoicing in this day, God, and we're praising you for this broadcast on tonight, oh God. Thank you for those, Father God, who have listened. Thank you for Kiva Renee, and thank you for In Jesus, and thank you for the prophetess Michelle Whitaker, oh God. Thank you for Tina Lane, oh God. Thank you for all those who stopped by, oh God, for a minute, for a second, all of the guests, oh God. Thank you for those who are listening to the archives, oh Lord. Lord, thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl, oh God, who has had to deal with the issue of molestation, sexual assault, oh God, in any form, abuse in any form, oh God. Lord, I pray, Father God, right now, Lord, I thank you for Michelle Whitaker, oh God. Thank you for her testimony, oh God. Thank you for her courage, oh God. Thank you for her boldness, oh God, and calling up on tonight and letting us know what had occurred in her life, oh Lord. Not once, not twice, but three times, oh God, that she has had to endure the hands of the abuser, oh Lord. But I thank you, Lord, that you brought her out. Thank you that you healed her. Thank you that you gave her a new life. I thank you that you began to speak to her, oh God, and Lord, to let her know about her value, Lord. Thank you that you allowed her to forgive those who have trespassed against her. I thank thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your hand upon her life, oh God, that she's moving forward in victory, oh God, that she did not let the devil take her out, oh God, but she continued to cleave to you, oh God, and to walk according to the call that you have on her life, oh Lord. I thank you, Lord, that she is a powerful instrument, oh God, vessel of your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to use her, oh God. Continue, Father God, to pour into her, God, even as she has poured out on tonight, oh God. Build her up, oh God. Build her up, oh God. Build her up in her inner man, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for more power, oh God. Thank you for Dunamis, Azusa, and Kratos, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your power, Father God, is upon her, is in her, is with her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that she's walking in total victory, oh Lord. Even as she pulls up her sister and pulls up her brother, even as she prays prophetically for those who call into Encounter Radio, oh Lord, continue to use her for your glory, oh God. Continue to let her walk in total healing, total wholeness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for victory in my sister's life, oh God. Thank you for her sharing her victorious testimony with us, oh God. Come against repercussions and backlash, oh God. Come against the devil even trying to put her in remembrance and trying to take her back, oh God, but that she would continue to move forward in total victory, oh God, knowing that she indeed is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for Tina Lane on tonight, oh God, my daughter in the faith, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, oh God. I thank you for your hand upon her life, God. Thank you for the heart that you've given her towards me, your woman servant, oh God. Thank you for the heart that you've given her towards those who are hurting, young girls and young boys, oh God, men and women, oh Lord, that you put something on the inside of her, oh Lord, to help those, Father God, who are hurting, oh Lord. So I thank you for continuing to use her, oh Lord. Continue to use her for your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Let her not miss a step, oh God, in the direction that you are guiding her on, oh Lord. Lord, thank you for her friend on tonight, God. We lift up her friend to you on tonight and her children's father, oh Lord. Lord, that you would put unity in the parenting of these two individuals, oh God, that you would allow them to walk on one accord, Lord, that you would protect the children, oh God, from the hands of the molester, from the hands of those, Father God, who would be predatory towards them, oh God. I pray, Father God, for this man and this woman who have brought these children into this world, oh Lord. I pray, Father God, that you would give them the ability to parent them together, oh Lord, that you will, Father God, give this wife, this woman, what she needs, oh Lord, in order to trust the father of her children, that you would give this father what he needs, oh Lord, in order to get to understand what's going on with the mother of his children, oh God. I pray, Father God, even more importantly, oh God, that you would protect those children, oh God. Lord, let not one hand touch them, oh Lord, in the wrong manner, oh God. I pray healing and protection over these children, oh God. I pray healing over this mother, oh God, even from the pain of the past. Lord, I pray right now that your balm of Gilead would rest upon her, even as she is in the church, God, that you would deliver her from the pain of the past, that you would deliver her from the trauma of the past, that you would deliver her from darkness, oh God, that you would deliver her from fear, oh God, from insecurity, oh Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, oh God, and I thank you, Lord, right now, hallelujah, that even now, Father God, that you're speaking to her right now, even as we approach the midnight hour, Lord, give her joy, Father God, for mourning, and give her beauty for ashes, oh God, give her healing and every broken area, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, begin, yes, Father God. Hallelujah, to let her trust you, oh God. Even if she can't trust man, if she can't trust woman, let her trust you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we love you on tonight, and we bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, even new anointing, oh God. For even as we are women, Father God, on the battlefield, Lord, anoint us with more power from on high, oh God. Give us the ability to stay on the battlefield, not to give up, Lord. Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your holy name, oh God. You are worthy to be praised. Praise, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you for this Destined for Victory broadcast. Thank you for what you called me to do, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to strengthen me even as I go forward, God. I bind up the hands of the devil even now over my life, oh God, that will try to come against me in retaliation, oh God. I declare right now over my life that no weapon formed against me can prosper. I declare right now, oh God, that I will continue to move forward to do all that you have called me to do, that I am destined for victory, oh God. And, Lord, it's by your grace that I'm able to do what I do. So I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy, oh God. I thank you for your power, oh God. I thank you for trusting me with this assignment, oh Lord. So, Lord, I give this Destined for Victory broadcast to you. I consecrate it and myself to you, oh God, and say, have your way, oh God. Have your way in my life, oh God. I give myself away, oh God, and say, have your way and let your will be done. Save souls, change lives. Set the captive free. I pray for every woman, every boy, every man, every girl that's listening to the sound of my voice that has been touched, oh God. I pray, Father God, for the sister, for the woman, for the man that has been molested, oh God. I pray, Father God, that you will heal them, oh Lord. Set them free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that it's not over, that they still have a future, that there's still hope for them, oh Lord. Let them know, Father God, to put their hand in yours and that they can trust you for their healing, oh God. Lord, I pray for them to be healed. You said by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh God. So, Lord, it's by faith that we receive our healing. Let them touch their faith with line, oh God, and receive their healing, Lord, tonight, oh God. So I pray for every sick person, every person who's broken tonight, every person that's hurting, oh God. Lord, Father God, take away the pain, oh God. Even as those who are listening to the archives, take away the pain, oh Lord. Take away the pain, God. Take away any residue, oh God. Residue that will keep us in hindrance, keep us in bondage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of those who have been hurt, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for total healing right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Tina's friend, Michelle, myself, oh God. Oh God, so many people who have come and testified, oh God, of being hurt, oh God, of being molested, of being sexually assaulted, oh God, being raped, oh God. Oh God, I pray right now, Father God, for healing for each and every person, oh God, who, oh God, under the sound of my voice, that has been sexually assaulted. And I thank you, Lord, knowing that your anointing is going forth right now, and that they are healed, and we are healed, and we receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. It is done. Listen, hallelujah, man, woman, boy, or girl. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I just pray, and I know the Lord, he says he hears our prayers. If we pray anything according to his will, we can be rest assured that he hears those prayers, that he will give us those things for which we have prayed. So know that you're walking in victory. Know that God has not forgotten about you. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Call me if you need to talk. My number is 862-220-2500. You can also email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, or connect with me on Facebook, amen, and you can talk to me in private if you need to, amen. I'm here for you. I'll be opening up a hotline for the organization. I haven't done that yet, but that's coming, and there'll be an email for the organization, Destined for Victory, where you'll be able to send me your emails and whatever, but I'm here every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock p.m., so until next week, know that God loves you, and so do I. Tina, Prophetess Michelle, God bless you both.
God bless you too. Love you, sis.
And amen. So God bless you to all who are listening. Go in peace and serve the Lord. And hallelujah. I came in with I smile, and we're going to go out with I'm looking for something totally to go out. We'll just go out with the song here. Amen. I Survive by Mary Mary. God bless you.
Any day now is what I kept telling myself.